welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. You got a good poem this week. It focuses on doing procedures, something that we haven't spent a lot of time on. Lots of listeners are involved in performing venipuncture and putting IVs in patients and doing IM injections and perhaps even repairing small lacerations or doing an LP, particularly in their pediatric patients. It causes distress and perhaps even distress for their parents. There are perhaps the pain that is inflicted on the kid from these procedures is associated with metabolic and hormonal changes. Local anesthetics are used. They can be injected. Topical analgesics also are used, or vapo-coolant sprays. Local anesthetics work by reversibly blocking sodium channels within the nerve fibers. This blockage prevents transmission of the pain signals by disrupting the depolarization of the nerve. In skin, these nerve fibers that we're trying to block are located in the dermis and epidermis and are covered by a water-impermeable corneum or skin. Topical anesthetics overcome this barrier by either passive diffusion from creams or gels or injection through the skin. The question is, when we do inject analgesics, it's typically lidocaine. The lidocaine can also cause some inflammation and pain in and of itself. So does the injection. You've got a poem that you found from the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology. It was published in 2020. It starts on page 159. It attempts to answer the question, does a lower ratio of buffered lidocaine cause less pain during the infiltration? Mark, if we buffer it, does it decrease the injection pain?
I'm not going to tell you that yet. You have to wait and listen to me talk and bloviate and, you know, go on about this a little bit. You said it was in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology. I think it's a good to point out to our listeners, we review over 100 journals every month. And so lots of them are journals that are pretty obscure. We might find one or two articles a year, but when we do find them, they're often quite helpful for, you know, practicing primary care physicians, ER physicians, you know, everyone else who might be reviewing poems and listening to us. So yeah, this one, lidocaine with epinephrine, 1% lidocaine and 1 to 100,000 epinephrine is what they used here. We'll just call it lidoepi, is really commonly used. I used to use it when I was doing skin procedures like mole removals and laceration repairs and things like that. The acidic nature of lidocaine is thought to cause the burning sensation during infiltration. So sodium bicarb can be used to buffer it and minimize the acidity and hopefully reduce pain. So these researchers recruited 48 healthy volunteers, adults 18 to 75. They randomly got either 2 or 4 infiltrations of room temperature, 2 milliliters lidoepi, buffered with sodium bicarb in a ratio of 3 to 1 or 9 to 1 or 10 to 0, which was essentially unbuffered lidocaine epi. And the fourth group got a placebo sodium chloride injection. Mixing occurred within 1 minute prior to infiltration, and the injections randomly occurred on various sites on the right and left forearms. All participants completed the trial. There weren't any serious adverse events. The study participants rated the 3 to 1 ratio mixture as significantly less painful than the 9 to 1. And as expected, the unbuffered mixture was more painful than both buffered mixtures, and the placebo was worst of all. So bottom line, lidoepi, you're going to use this, consider buffering it in a 3 to 1 ratio with sodium bicarb. That makes your infiltration of the lidoepi significantly less painful. The difference in mixing ratio doesn't change the length or quality of the anesthetic effect either. Now, you can't get this off the shelf because the stability of the mixture once you add the bicarb is limited. So you have to do this ideally at room temperature, and you should do it shortly before doing the injection. So buffer away.
Thanks, Mark. Sounds like a really interesting intervention. Can cause help our patients with decreased pain. These were all adults. Would you also recommend trying it in kids?
There's no reason to think it wouldn't work in kids. So yeah, I think that, and it certainly would be safe. So yeah, absolutely.
This is a great example of poems, something we wouldn't normally come across in our day-to-day reading of literature. Thanks for sharing that. We'll talk again in a week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. Thank you.